The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, everybody. Alan's back for the second hour. Had a moment there. Heard that announcement from Drep that your hosts are Alan and Robin Ellis. You don't know. How much I wish that were true. Hmm. 410-922-6680 is the number. Did the caller with the CVA rifle hold on? Okay. Well, let's talk to Mike in Pennsylvania, then we'll talk to Lee in Towson. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine, Alan, and our prayers are with you and the family, and hoping for better things, buddy.
Thank you.
My goodness. In any case, we're still shooting, and we're at it today down at North Carroll in a big way.
Good.
If you can imagine a 500 target doubles marathon today.
Wow.
yeah, at the price of shells.
Yeah, you're not kidding.
Have to go for a bank loan to shoot all those. But we're going to start at 9 o'clock at North Carroll, right down off of Deep Run Road. Down Silver Run, I guess everybody knows where it is. But
Yeah.
Anyway, yes, we're shooting just doubles today, all ATA registered targets.
And, okay.
Believe it or not, if it's raining, we'll be shooting.
You'll be shooting, sure. Why not?
Unless the lightning's flying.
You don't want that. But steel barrel guns waving in the air with the lightning flashing. Probably don't want that.
And you're properly grounded. but in any case,
how do you do that? How are you properly grounded with a rifle barrels or shotgun barrels sticking up in the air with lightning? How are you grounded?
Well, you're standing in water.
I'm saying that wouldn't be good.
No, absolutely not.
No.
Yeah, I'm in a perfect ground. You are a lightning barrage.
Oh yeah, yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely.
Just like the priest in Caddyshack.
Exactly.
Holding his putter up in the air.
Yep.
And anyway, it's a good shoot. We're going to be shooting between the storms, and
well, good for you.
Always, Larry's got the kitchen open and good eats and lots going on down there. And
all right. Well, good. Enjoy your day. Enjoy your day.
Yeah. Then tomorrow the Heart of Maryland is coming to North Carroll, and we'll be shooting that. That's a big turnout. Expecting easily 100 shooters or more.
Wow, that's
but
a lot.
It's only 50 targets.
Well, I got you.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it sounds like you got a big weekend plan.
Yeah, Barbie and I will be leaving here in a couple of minutes, and I'll be scoring. I'm not going to shoot that many targets. I can't do it anymore. I'm
right.
Going out of steam. But there'll be a few guys do it.
Well, I'm sure there will. All right. Well, have fun anyway.
Oh, yes, sir. Come down and join us anytime.
All right. Well, I'll A little busy right now, but we'll see what we can do.
I fully understand.
All right.
Take care, everybody. Hope to see you at North Carolina's Day.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
Sure. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Let's see. Lee, good morning, Lee. How are you?
Alan, I'm doing good.
Good.
Hey, with what you're going through with Robin, it's we're all so fortunate you have such a good of a support network within friends and family.
That's true.
Just to let you know that it's always good to have friends that you can talk to and console them, that you know, during these times. But pray that all works out for you all. My daughter just went on her trip out. They went up on the Elk River with a friend of hers, and they needed somebody could have hit something, so they invited my daughter. she got all those fish other than two of them.
Wow.
And I can't repeat the story of the other shooters on the boat with bow fishing, but she's
no.
I've done it with her, and she's quite unbelievable quite an unbelievable shotter. I want to go with them sometime. I've never done it, and I think they'll give me a one shot, one and done shot. But
probably. I went with George Malone years ago on the Back River for carp, and he got one or two, and I know his son was in a different boat, and he got a couple. And I mean, you know, George would shoot them, and they'd run all over the place, and he'd reel them in, you know, on the bow reel and that type of thing. And I'm like, that's pretty cool. So
yeah.
I kept missing. So finally, I see this big old dark body carp swimming along real slow, kind of close to the bottom, and I pulled back and I shot.
Uh-huh.
That poor carp.
Right.
That poor carp just did nothing. He just nothing. I mean, he just done. I'm like, well, so George, this is fun. Why? I mean, I could have shot a can and had more action. You know what I mean?
Oh my god.
Oh well.
But. Yeah, I know you. In the water, you aim under them, I guess. Or
yeah, you got to aim low. Yeah. The refraction of the water. Yeah, the refraction.
That'll, I have enough trouble shooting a target off my deck, let alone.
Exactly. Yep.
So, the good thing is she's left-handed, I'm left-handed, so I'll be able to use her.
Her equipment. Fancy, well, that's good.
Her fancy bow or whatnot. But, on another note.
Yeah.
I've been fishing the Susquehanna for the shad are starting to wind down, the hickory shad. And,
right.
The white perch haven't shown up yet.
Okay.
I think we need maybe another couple of days of warm weather. But, Alan, there's still the DNR has started tagging the white shad up at the dam.
Oh, they've been doing that for years. Years and years and years.
They've been doing that. But one of my questions is, and I know it's a lot to do with migratory, but
yeah,
in Pennsylvania, and as far as I know, the power plant is still transporting shad in the shad lift,
right?
Up into the upper reaches of the Susquehanna to transplant these fish. But the Fish and Game, I remember going to quite a few of these meetings years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they just said that, you know, the best thing to do with the shad is just not even do this anymore. Let them do their thing in the lower Susquehanna.
I heard,
Because they found out that it's not working with the spawn or anything on the transporting. Yet I don't know if the power company is, you know, obligated or just it's written into their permit to do such. I never got the gist of why they keep continuing doing something that's not working.
I got you. Well, I will tell you, the gist of it is there is money there in exchange for building a fish ladder.
Right, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, we don't want to go to that expense. Here's some money.
Right, right.
And so that's kind of how that works. But I have fished that survey a couple years and caught some shad with Uncle Dale. And Dale was in charge of that program for years. That's his specialty,
uh-huh.
where the shad. And if he's listening and wants to call in, he's welcome to talk about that and what the results are of that tagging program. So,
yeah, I actually caught one of the tag fish, and obviously they went to where it was caught and
sure.
And I think length of it maybe, and I got my hat. But that's a great question, because I just I'd be interested to know what this tagging program and
probably caught the one I caught, because I got a hat too and tagged it, and so we both caught the same fish and both got a hat for it.
Another thing of interest, a friend of mine that fishes up there regular, the DNR was able to keep their boat up near the dam,
mm-hmm.
At Anchorage, you know, where they, you know, they, when they would go out and do their tagging program,
right.
But they no longer have permission to do that. Now they got to trailer the boat every time from Annapolis. I wonder if there's some sort of controversy going on there. I don't know.
I don't follow it, to be honest with you. That one.
I don't follow it either.
That one's beyond me. I don't know. So.
Yeah, it just interests me that all this going on is costing us taxpayers money in one form or another.
I actually had. That was back. Gosh, that was back when I was in Washington that I fished at, and working in Washington. And I actually got my connection at Shimano to donate a couple of rods to that program.
Those
guys, you know. So.
Yeah, it was. I'd always see them up there, and before they had the 400-yard buffer.
Right.
We would actually be able to fish for the white shad right up there with a. Into the tagging boat, and it was,
mm-hmm.
They'd always come over to me and say,
"Yeah,
what the heck are you doing that we're not doing?" Because friend and I, we would actually use big 6-weight fly rods, and to catch an American shad on a fly rod was,
imagine.
Treat. What a treat on a fly rod yet. I mean,
biggest,
I probably biggest, done a hickory shad, but...
Biggest fish ever caught in a fly rod was a 25-inch rainbow trout in a pond. And that was a 5-weight. That was a 5-weight fishing rod. So that was...
Right.
That was a lot of fun, man. So.
Yes. Any fishing up there I did was with a friend of mine who was a absolute fanatic, and he hooked me up with some... Blouser, flies that he tied, and we did that for rockfish. And
Bob Clouser.
What a treat to do that type of fishing in the Susquehanna with a fly rod.
Yep.
I could maintain my arm for about 10 minutes of casting with that, but it was fun to watch.
Yeah, indeed. So.
All
right, buddy. Look, we got
thank
a.
Aaron.
Thank you very much, Lee. Appreciate you weighing in. Thanks for your thoughts.
Okay. Take care, Alan.
Talk soon.
Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. All right. Let's see. I think we ought to do our first break, and then we'll talk to. We've got a number of callers lined up. Please stay on the line. I want to talk to all of you. So, just stay there, please. Hang on. Ooh, had a sneeze coming. So, Backyard Billy's located right there at the end of Kent Island. Right off Route 50, exit 44B. They're having a big old open house this weekend. A lot of sales on a lot of things, and just a few of them are the in-stock poly dining sets are 25% off, and if you don't use your credit card, you're going to save an extra 10% off with a check. The swing sets, the kids' swing sets, and there's 5 or 6 different models in there, 15% off, an additional 5 off with a check. All sheds, gazebos, pergolas, and chicken coops, 20% off. The lighthouses and surfboards made by a company called Beaver Dam are 25% off. Here's the big one. Traeger and Memphis pellet grills, 50% off. If you are looking for a grill, 50% off Traeger pellet grills, one of the best names out there. And then they've got the Sun Garden umbrellas, 13 and 11 foot with a base and sand for $15.95, which is great savings. The Frankfurt umbrellas are 25% off and 5% with check. Adirondack chairs, buy one, get one 50% off, and that excludes two brands, Esch and EG. EG and Esch are 10% off, plus 10% off with a check, and then single poly pieces of furniture, 10 off and additional 10 with a check. These are great values if you're looking for furniture, if you're looking for a grill. All this at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's and Backyard Billy's, where they carry, you know, pellet gas, electric wood inserts, and freestanding wood and pellet stoves as well. If you're looking for a heat source, backyardbillies.com, 410-827-4500, 827-4500 is the phone number. They're open today and tomorrow, 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B. Stop by for the special sales for the open house today and tomorrow. It's 44B Evans Avenue if you're coming from the bridge. Backyard Billy's, making backyards great again. And then I want to tell you about Clyde Sports Shop. Now, we talked about the shotgun shooting sports and the popularity of sporting clays and trap and skeet. Well, Browning makes a shotgun, an over-and-under shotgun called a Satori. And it comes in a number of different models, and Clyde Sports Shop carries all of them. The Satori CXT, it's kind of a crossover design with a elevated cheek pad, and it's got a like lightweight ported barrels, a vented high post rib and side ribs. It's got a Vector Pro forcing cones and a high that comes in a high rib trap model, the CXT. Then there's the White Lightning, perfect over and under shotgun for pheasant and other upland game. A steel receiver, has a durable silver nitride finish with intricate engraving, polished blued barrels, oil finish grade 3/4 walnut, extended black band and Vector Plus choke tubes, and 3-inch chamber in the 28 gauge, which is a pretty nice innovation there. But see all the Satoris. They even have an upland model as well, for exclusively for, you know, upland bird shooting and even waterfowl. All that at Clyde Sports Shop, your full-line Browning dealer, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Halethorpe, 21227. Been around since 1957. That phone number, 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108, ClydeSportsShop.com is the website. Open 7 days a week. Stop by. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number's 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
There we go. How about that? All right. I like that. Let's talk to Debbie. We're coming to you. Mike, we're coming to you. But right now, we need to talk to Lawrence in Pasadena. Good morning, Lawrence. How are you?
Hey, good morning. I was listening to your show. I love your show, man. I listen to
it. Thanks, buddy. I appreciate that. Yep.
Yeah, I can hear you going through some stuff, and we all kind of are. But I wanted to just tell you a story about my father wasn't much of a sportsman, but my father-in-law took me under his wing. And,
great.
And taught me some stuff. And we had a place out in Tom's Cove, Chincoteague, and we'd go out there and play under.
Oh, yeah.
And he would just nail them. This was like the 80s and the 90s. And,
you're talking about flounder.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He was, he just knew where to be and where they were at. And, you know, everybody would follow us out in the morning. We'd go out at night and throw those, the minnow traps out after dinner. And then before the sun come up, we'd go out and pull those up. And we'd go out there fishing, and everybody knew who he was, and they'd follow us out there, and they'd be like, "What are you using for bait?" He'd be going like, "Clam snouts." He's lying. And I'd be like, "No, we're not." And he's like, "Shut up."
Yeah, exactly.
So they'd be following us out there, and we'd get into a drift, right? And he had it, all we had. It was, you know, we were using a CB and a little depth finder.
Yeah.
He'd find a channel, you know, and we'd go down the steep side, and we'd hit a couple. And then we'd come up the other side, and then we'd hit like three or four.
Yeah.
We would lemon out every morning. We'd lemon out.
What were the names of those channels down there? Green Channel, and what was the other one? Waring Channel? I can't remember.
I can't remember. He knew them all. But,
oh, yeah. Yeah.
But he would lie to you. He'd tell you he was somewhere else.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Yeah.
But anyways, we would limit out. We'd get back at lunch. He would fillet them up. And we'd go back out and limit out again.
I learned how to fillet a flounder. That's pretty intricate process, especially if you try to take it all one side off in one piece. So that's, you know, but.
No, he would do it in like 3 seconds. And then anything I caught, he wouldn't. He wouldn't fillet it. He'd go, "You got to do it.
You got to do it." Oh, that's great. That's good.
No, and
good
I would have to fish. The seagulls got it.
Yeah, of course.
He would just laugh at me. He's like, "No, that's not how you do it." But anyways, he was a Renaissance man, and it makes me think of you because, you know, he grew his own garden. He harvested his deer and did some bear and some other big game. But,
oh, that's great.
Deer. And then I always told him, I was probably 20, 21 years old, and I always told him, I said, "When the satellites fall from the sky, I need to be with you."
Exactly.
Because you ain't going to need nothing, and I'll be in the fetal position in the corner when the lights go out.
That's right. That's right.
But he was,
Reminds me of old Hank Williams Jr. "I can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive." You know?
I'll tell you what, he used to send me in his old station wagon out past the road to get salted eel, and that was the stinkiest stuff you ever.
No question. Yeah.
And then we would tie him up on a trot line. He'd go out, and he would go back behind Holly's restaurant there.
Yep.
And, he'd go out at like at sun up. He'd be back at noon with 3 bushels.
Wow.
And he knew, you know, when the moon phases were, and he'd come back with the soft crabs. Just a Renaissance man. And it makes me happy to think about all that. And
nice.
I know we're all going through some stuff, and
yeah,
I hope everything's good with Mr. Robin.
Well,
the God's will be done. But I just wanted to call
thank you for that, Lawrence. That's exactly the way we have to look at it. I mean, as hard as it is. So, all right, buddy. Appreciate the call.
All right, man. Have a good day.
Nice walk down memory lane. Let's talk to Mike in Pasadena. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Hey, how you doing, Alan? Love the show, buddy.
Thank you, man. Appreciate that.
I wish the best for you and Robin.
Okay.
I was wondering if there's any word on local crabs yet. I know it's a little early, but anything going on?
It is. There's a few, but like I said earlier, the weather has just prevented these guys from going out, as windy as it's been. I think they've had a few good days on the water. But I talked to one crabber the other day who's trot lining already, which is a little early. He said, I was out for, 2 days and caught, I think, 8 crabs or something like that. So, and he said he was in the Miles. He said, I was in the Miles and there ain't no crabs. So, okay, not yet. So it might be a little chilly down there.
Weather. Breaks and they start moving up.
Yep, no question. So.
All right, Well, like I said, I love the show and wish the best for you, man.
Man, I appreciate that, Mike. Thank you so much. Thanks for the kind words. You have a great day. See ya. All right, Debbie, finally. Thank you, Debbie. How are you, cuz?
Hey, doing good.
Good.
I just wanted to tell you, I remember the first time I called, and it was you and Robin.
Yeah.
I love the wholesomeness of your show and all the information you give out. But I asked both of you what to do to make grandkids love fishing.
Yep.
And grandparents do, and she talked about how she loved going out with her grandparents.
Yep.
She was little. And said, keep it simple, peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to hear she's not doing well right now, Alan.
Well, so am I. It's really, really rough.
Yeah. And I have called you from, I've listened to you in Kentucky at one of my kids' houses down there, and I've listened to you up at Mansfield, Pennsylvania.
Oh, wow.
I listen to you all over the place on the early Saturday morning.
Amazing. And then we find out we're related. Huh.
That's right. That
How
was
about
a big surprise.
Yeah, you're not kidding. You're not kidding. For those of the listeners that don't know, Debbie has been calling for a while. We just recently found out that Debbie's grandmother was my dad's sister, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Maybelle Lloyd.
Maybelle, yeah. How about that? Yep. I don't even know if there's any sisters left. I don't know if Laura's, her sister, the youngest one, is still alive or not. I know she was in her 80s. Laura is my birth mother. I don't know if you knew that or not, but.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Laura was my birth mother. She had me when she was 15 or 16. And your grandmother's brother, my dad, Lloyd, and his wife, Madeline, adopted me at birth.
Oh, my.
Didn't know that, did you?
No, I did not. But I think that's marvelous. Because I read through your bio on your outdoorsman literature, and I see how much fun you had with your dad fishing at 6 years old. And
oh, yeah. Yep.
I can only imagine the stories he told about being the railroad police.
He did. Yeah, he did. Yep. He told a few. He was. And there's since I've been riding the train back and forth to Washington, it's pretty interesting. There's one fellow there that stands at the metro station. He stands at, there's kind of like a little guard shack when you walk in and put your ticket down at the turnstile. And he stands there, big muscular guy, and he's wearing a gas mask. And I mean a serious, serious filter mask. And I said to him, why the mask? And he said, I stand here all day long. He said, I'm in brake dust all day long. I said, that makes sense. I said, my grandfather was a brakeman on my mother's side, was a brakeman for the Pennsylvania Railroad. I didn't say my dad was a railroad policeman, but Grandpa Miller was a brakeman for 41 years on the Pennsylvania Railroad. And I said, you know, coal trains and ore trains and all kinds of stuff that he was a brakeman for. So, and then of course, my sense of humor I said, "Do you break dance?" And he just cracked up. So we fist bump now every time he's on duty when I'm coming back or leaving on the metro. So pretty good. So, well, you got to get along with people. You know what I mean?
You know what? I wanted to tell you one thing, Alan. I have always appreciated about your show that is so wholesome. It's such a wholesome, refreshing thing to listen to. I love at the end when you say, love your family, love God.
Yep.
And I wanted to tell you, you know, a couple of weeks back, maybe it's been a month now, somebody, you guys were talking about two kinds of buzzards, the turkey buzzard, black.
Yeah.
And I've been telling, so when I now, and I drive with kids all day in driver's ed, and I've been telling them all about the two buzzards, and we see buzzards all the time.
So sure.
Side eating. And it's just been fun to talk about it and tell them where I heard it, and very wholesome and very much good information that you have.
Oh, well, that's cool. That's cool. So. Well, tell your kids that if they fall in love with the outdoors, they'll never go wrong. You know, it's God's I call it nature, but I call it I don't say Mother Nature or anything like that. I call it the nature of God. This is God's nature. He created all this, and this is His gift to us. And it's like, man, you can't go wrong. I mean. John B. said something about Easter, sitting there Easter morning, was, you know, watching the sun come up, being surrounded by nature and all the critters that were running around and the birds and all that stuff. It's absolutely amazing. Yeah, I love it. I love sitting out in the woods and the sun coming up and listening to the earth come alive, you know, listening to the woods come alive and the different birds and, you know, critters starting to move about. There's nothing like it. And Maryland is so diverse. I mean, it's a whole different environment on the marsh, you know, when you're down sick of deer hunting than it is, you know, in the hardwoods in Queen Anne's County. And it's even more different out in Western Maryland with all the rolling hills and the mountains and the rocks and all that stuff. I mean, it's just, Maryland is so diverse and so wonderful to be a participant in nature. And, you know, same way with their waterways. We've got the tidal rivers, we've got the bay, we've got the freshwater, we've got Deep Creek, we've got the Potomac and the Susquehanna. It's just amazing the place that we live. It's just a shame that the politics are so bad, but here we are.
I know. Well, when my kids are now mostly in their 40s and late 30s and 40s, they were teenagers and they were having a hard time. I would tell them they should think of the verse that says, be still and know that I am God, and you should go way out back in the fields and just walk. And just
that is my, with all that's going on this week, I'm hanging on that one because there's nothing else I can do. I just have to be still and let God show himself.
Right. And you know, he's always a good God, and he can be depended on no matter what. And even if it doesn't look good, he's a good God, and what he's doing is good because he's a good God.
Yep. All things work together for good. Mm-hmm. So, all right, Debbie, thank you for the call. And, you know, one of these days when things lighten up a little bit,
think about the seafood house.
Yeah, exactly. We'll go get together at Madonna's. So, very good.
Okay. All right. Good to hear from you, Alan.
Thanks, Debbie. Appreciate the call.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There she goes. All right. How about that? Yes. How about that? That's true, John. God canvas, and he creates a different painting every morning. Wow. Pretty good. Oh, how about that? We called him forth. We baited him out of hibernation, and there is Uncle Dale in Easton. Good morning, Dale. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. First and foremost, our best to you and Robert.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
To answer Lee's question, first and foremost, I don't know whether they're still doing that tagging in the tail race or not.
Right.
The reason we were doing it were twofold, Alan. We would like to get the data from the individual fish, take the scales for age, take the length, and get the sex.
Mm-hmm.
Work, some of that into our equations.
Right.
The second function was to estimate the population.
Right.
We capture market, we capture, we tag them, and hopefully we would get enough tag returns to estimate the population of the tail race. Now, in terms of what's going on there now, I don't know whether, I guess they're still operating that lift there.
Yeah, as far as I know, they are, yeah.
Yeah. Alan, it's the population was so low when I left. It was, I kind of feel the same way Lee does. You know, why were they doing it? Because you've got three other dams upstream for them
right.
to traverse.
Right.
And it just, one of the dams, Holtwood, the next one up, they would have significant problems.
Sure.
Getting the fish above that with their lift. Now, whether they rectified that, I don't know. The other two dams, Safe Harbor and York Haven, did a pretty good job of passing the fish up, and certainly there's viable spawning habitat up above that last dam.
Right.
But whether you get enough fish up there to make a difference or not, I don't know.
Right.
And that process of licensing those dams falls under the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, and they're... to say that was an interesting exercise in futility was an understatement.
Yeah.
Trying to work with those people, and they were trying to get a settlement with all the dams, particularly Conowingo.
Right.
And it was always, well, to say that those meetings were less than contentious would be an understatement.
Of course.
They were, you know, they just didn't want to do it, so.
No.
It was a matter of money, but
sure.
From a biological standpoint, the situation where you probably need all the spawners you can get. Again, this is just my opinion, but you need all the spawners you can get below the dam. You've got viable spawning habitat, certainly. For years and years and years, Conowingo was built in 27.
Right.
You had a good population of shad up in the mid 50s below
okay.
the dam. So. There's viable spawning habitat down below.
So they do spawn in the Susquehanna. They don't have to
certainly.
Go upstream.
Oh, certainly. And the flats particularly, Alan.
Right, right.
But again, I've not kept up with it. I don't know what the protocols and procedures are now. But
right.
I know the population is still numbers are still low, and it might be a situation, Alan, where you have what we would call dependent factors where the number of spawners really makes the difference. Other species like striped bass, it's an independent situation where you have enough spawners. It's not the size of the reproduction success is not relegated to the number of spawners.
Right, right. Lee just weighed in via text and said they're still tagging them. So
are they okay? Because we started that program back in '82.
Yeah.
And you were up there, and it was we got a lot of kidding. You know, people would kid us. You know, is that really work?
Oh sure.
It was we found out we tried a lot of different ways to capture those fish down below gill netting and pound netting, and we got a few, but we never, the success we got hook and line was really, really the way to go.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Well, I found that out, so. still have my hat somewhere. Yeah,
well,
somewhere.
Yeah. So, well, I'm glad they're still doing it. I have not seen any of the data. Any of the reports, it'd be nice to see what some of their conclusions were.
Right. So.
So.
All right, buddy. Well, thank you for weighing in, Dale. Appreciate the kind words, and we'll talk again.
Be safe, Alan.
All right, man. Thanks, Dale. See you.
Right.
There he goes. All right. We probably should talk about any callers on the line, Aaron? All caught up. All right. Well, let's talk about backyard bellies one more time, and they're great open house today. I'm just going to lead off with the winner, and that would be the Traeger grills, the pellet grills from Traeger, with the Y fire. you know, a little take on Wi-Fi, and it's a grill, pellet grill that you can control the flow, the heat, and everything else, the time from your phone, on your Wi-Fi on your phone. So they are set up for Bluetooth and ready to go. And then also Memphis makes a beautiful stainless steel pellet grill, and the Memphis and the Traeger are both, or you know, all the different models are on sale for 50% off. 50% off for Traeger and Memphis grills. The sheds, the gazebos, the pergolas, the chicken coops are 20% off. The swing sets, half a dozen different models of those are 15% off, and another 5% off if you pay by check or I'm assuming cash. The deck umbrellas are on sale. The Adirondack chairs are buy one and get one 50% off. And there's two brands that are not part of, which are Esch and EG. EG and Esch are both 10% off and another 10% off with a check. And then there's much, much more. But you need to see everything. You just need to go and shop and look. I was there yesterday, and they're all set up for their open house. Shame about the rain, but, you know, that poly furniture will take it, and that's what it's built for. So you can walk around and check all that out. And especially those grills, man. Traeger and Memphis, 50% off. Pretty amazing. Backyard Billy's is located in Graysonville, right at the end of Kent Narrows there, off of the Route 50 exit 44B. To get off 44B, if you're coming from the bridge, turns to the right, you turn, make the first right onto Drummer, and you're right there. You're going to just go around Backyard Billy's when you get off the exit. You'll see it. You'll see what I'm talking about. They're open 7 days a week. Today and tomorrow is the open house. Route 50 exit 44B, Evans Avenue is the name of the exit. And you owe it to yourself to stop by. Backyardbillies.com is the website. 410-827-4500 is the phone number. 410-827-4500 for Backyard Billy's. And Hearth America at Backyard Billy's for the inserts and freestanding wooden pellet stoves, that's for sure. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, right there in Lansdowne, Halethorpe. They're geared up for fishing season. The pegs are full of fishing lures for any kind of fish you want, for trout and bass and rockfish and snakeheads. They've got it all. They've got the Shakespeare rods and reels, the Ugly Sticks, the Pfluger rods and reels. I really like that President series of spinning reels for an inexpensive but dependable, reliable fishing reel. And I know my buddy John B. bought one, too, and we are good to go. You can get line, premium monofilament, wound on your spools. They do carry the bulk line Power Pro, which is the braid, if you like braid. Kids combos as well. Don't forget that great selection of St. Croix fishing rods. And then on the other side, crab traps and nets and trot lines and trot line parts and everything you need for crabbing, the gloves and the measures and all the small stuff. And then there's, you know, the bait, live and frozen bait for fishing and crabbing. They've got the live minnows too. They even carry those big salties for, they're called black salties, and they are for such things as snakehead and striped bass, landlocked striped bass. If you want to use them for bass fishing, you can do that too. But they're a big bait, and they're very effective. They're a soft ray fish are not, they're not any kind of spiny thing like a bluegill or anything like that. They're very, very edible minnow, and a lot of people like them too. So, and they're big enough to attract big fish. There you are. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road. As I mentioned, the phone number 410-242-6108, the right off Beltway Exit 9. Clydesportshop.com is the website. Been around since 1950. I was 3 years old when they opened, and guess what? They're open 7 days a week. Stop by. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL handgun qualification license courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec spray-on truck bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, a weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Filling coolers, loading up a weather beam mag. Marty Robbins turned. Boys, I'm getting nervous, my knees are getting weak. I can almost see them coming out of them trees. Big bulls, big bucks, mountain roads and pickup trucks. Hunting all day just to catch a glimpse of big bulls, big bucks, yeah.
Big bulls and big bucks. Weatherby Mag and Marty Robbins tuned up. Wonder if they're playing El Paso. Was that the name of his biggest hit? Out on the West Texas town of El Paso. I think maybe. All right. Texting with our daughter right now for a second. And we have Joe. Right, Aaron? Joe, good morning, Joe. How are you? How are you doing?
Really doing well. And I just wanted to mention, of course, obviously, continued prayers for Robin and you.
Thank you. Thanks, Joe.
Big shout out to Clyde Sports Shop. I'm a big fan of theirs. They're real nice people down there.
They are. Yep. No question.
And I ran into a story about a Cree lady up in Alberta, Canada, called Bella Twin.
Bella Twin.
Shot a grizzly. If you haven't read it, you should get it and read it.
I will.
You can put it online.
All right.
Okay.
Bella.
And also, I always like to give you something to think about. Did you hear about the detective who solved crimes accidentally?
No.
Yeah, they called him Sherlock Holmes.
Sherlock. Joe, you always give me a laugh. You really do.
Well, that's what we hope for.
Listen, I appreciate
have yourself
that.
A great rest of the weekend, a great rest of the week and all of next month, okay?
All right, Joe. Thank you so much. You have a good weekend yourself. Take care.
Will do. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Joe, Sherlock Holmes. I'll use that one. Ah, yes, indeed. I think we have time maybe for one more call if you make it quick. 410-922-6680. If you don't make it quick, that'd be fine, too. We'll just keep chatting here. So I want to thank you all for your continued calls and support. I can't tell you how much it means. It's been a hard week. And I know it's been tough on Brian, too. She's out there listening today. She's on her way up to the hospital and taking Robin's mother. So we just continue to pray. Continue to put Robin in God's hands. That's all we can do. And hope for his will. So, there we go. Saved by the bell. Saved by the banjos, I guess, huh? All right. Hey, thank you, Teddy. I appreciate that. So. All right. Get out, stay safe. You've got loved ones. Hold them close. Tell them how much they mean to you. Love the Lord and seek his will. And we'll see you next week.